Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Fadley's. We're in the old Lexington Market, soon to be in the new Lexington Market. Dami was bringing all the blueprints around here. She swears to me that all the neon signs and the John W. Fadley raw bar, all of that will be over at the new Lexington Market sometime late winter, early spring. Our show is brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. This is going to be one of my fun segments here. We're giving away Raven scratch-offs. At some point, I'm going to have some holiday scratch-offs to give away as well. Now, you know, I have John Martin all the time. He's a big shot over there, makes sure sports wagering and this and that. And I also have Carol on, and sometimes I have Seth on, sometimes I have Doug on. But my favorite segments, don't tell them, they're not watching this,
I promise,
is when Roz Lane comes on, because Roz's husband is an OG authentic, G. Greg,
authentic,
but authentic.
From way back.
I have talked to your husband on this radio station. I'll be 20, it'll be my 31st year in Baltimore radio on Tuesday. It's 24 and a half. I figured this out with Dan Rogers. It'll be 25 years, August 3rd of 2023. So this summer is be 25 years of WNST.
Wow.
I'm going to say Greg from Northeast and I talk 500 times on this radio station.
I'm sure.
98, 99, 2000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was on the air every day. He called in every other day to talk about something about the Orioles, something about the Ravens, something about the Bullets then, before they were the Wizards, like all of that, Terps.
Yeah,
I'll ask how you are. We'll catch up. But yeah, how's your better half in the holidays, Roz?
He's doing well. Yeah, he's doing well.
Good holiday?
Yeah.
Well, he's married to you. How can it not be perfect?
Well, you know. But yeah, he's doing well. You know, he works nights. That's why he couldn't be here today. Because he just got off this morning, so.
Oh, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do, all right? Because it's a holiday season, and I got friends here. I'm going to make sure he gets crab cake from Fadley's on the way out of here. Can we do that? Is that all right?
That would be awesome.
So yeah. What time does he wake up? At 2 o'clock like that? 3 o'clock?
A little bit earlier than that, because he has to pick up the child, so. Yeah. So
how old is your child now? We're not going to let you talk about your kid without plugging.
She just turned 14.
That's in
November.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember when you were making babies. It's a long time ago now.
Yeah.
We got sophomore, freshman, high school. Where are we?
No, she's in eighth grade. She has a late birthday in November.
Like
so
me.
She'll be a freshman in high school in the fall.
I had the same thing. Everybody was older than me when I was in school, you know.
Yeah. Well, she's older than all of her friends.
What is your official role at the Maryland Lottery and Gaming?
Well, I wear many hats.
I know this. That's why I'm asking, because I don't want to give you just one title.
I work in the communications division. I'm officially a public affairs officer. And we do a lot of interviewing winners and writing press releases. A lot of writing goes along with it. A lot of setting up or helping set up in promotions with radio stations
like
what
we
this. Do with you.
Weren't you a star like 98 Rock or something this morning? Where were you? You somewhere
I was
else?
At their beer and bacon this morning.
Oh, you're over in Dundalk,
they
my
were,
side of town.
At Jimmy's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I was there this morning and they gave away, we have a, we'll have to do this for you next
okay,
year.
Okay, tell me.
But they have a scratch-off
tree.
Christmas tree.
I've seen that
and
tree.
And we have a scratch-off wreath and they gave away the wreath this morning. Yeah.
Value?
Yeah. It's $100 worth of scratch-offs. The wreath is made out of the
Let
holiday
me see these. Hold
cash
on.
Drop tickets.
See, I'm still doing Ravens, right? And no offense to the Ravens. They're 8-4. I mean, you know, and they're doing their Pittsburgh week here.
Yeah.
But this holiday, I want to see these holiday cash drops because John wouldn't trust me with the Game of Life tickets because they were too big. They were just
it's
big.
It's like a game board.
They were like gigantic. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like these little guys here, but these are new. Like a little frosty on there and making that happen.
Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of them. I mean, we have the $2 ticket, which is the holiday cash drop with the top prize of $10,000. And then we have Chillin', which is the $1 ticket. Those are the ones that we make the trees out of. And the top prize on that is $1,000. And then we have Peppermint Payout, Holiday Cash, and Blizzard Bucks. So those are our holiday themed tickets.
You know what I want next year? I want a tree with all of them. I want a multi-ticket tree. Yeah, a little bit of each on all of them. That way I promote the whole thing. So this is, we'll make a deal. This is my 31st anniversary on Tuesday on radio. We're going to be at Costas doing a crab cake tour next week. I'll have these, right? These are for me. Holiday cash drop
tickets.
These
are for you.
All right, so we will have these next week at Costas, and that's great. We have Gina Schock from the Go-Go's coming by, John Allen, former members of Beyond Word. It's going to be great. The Hammerjacks documentary, people. I'm in the documentary. We're going to be talking about that. So we'll be at Costas next week with these. But the tree thing, last year I went and picked up I didn't pick up holiday tickets. I don't know what it was, but I picked something up and the tree was there in your office. And I looked at it and I had tree envy. I'm like, That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It's awesome. We've been doing that for years. It started out as a hobby of one of our coworkers. He worked in a totally different department, and he would take the sample scratch-off tickets, and he started making these trees.
Well, Carol told me it's a fake. The tickets were fake on that tree that I saw. She's like, those are fake tickets. And I'm like, I want one real tickets.
And then we thought, well, hey, why don't we, you know, put real tickets on them and give them out at promotions with radio stations. And so that's how it all started.
Well, I'm a radio station.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm in.
Yes.
Well, my anniversary happens every year at Christmas.
Okay.
So it's December 13th is my anniversary. So this is 31 years. Mm-hmm. So next year will be 32 years. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could do a 32 tickets on a tree or something, maybe?
We'll discuss it and work it out.
I'm working it out.
We'll work it out and see what we can do.
Well, you know, I've done the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and really it was inspired by Damie, who's going to be coming on here.
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired a couple years ago right here. I had the mayor on, the governor, all of that right in this very, the police commissioner, Harrison, everybody's been here. And I was inspired to, like, this is a Fadley's crab cake, and this is among the world's most delicious things, I will tell you. And I thought I could take this tour and do it in different places and have crab cakes. But I, for me, at the holidays, crab cakes and shipping and this is the most wonderful time of the year for me, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I get a tree out of this next year, I will build a 32nd anniversary. But I've done crab cakes. August, I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days a year ago. This year, I did 31 crab cakes in 31 days. This next year, I'm going to do oysters.
Okay.
I'm going to do 32 oysters.
32 oysters.
In 32 days.
Okay.
Probably going to begin on July 31st because there's only 31 days in August. So I have to either go to September 1st or back into July. But I'm going to do oysters this year.
Okay.
And then we're going to do these. I want a tree. I want to make next year special.
Well, you know, next year is special for the lottery as well. Do you know why?
It's the 50th anniversary.
It's our 50th anniversary.
See, I knew this. I didn't even look at your cheat sheet. I just knew it.
And that's not even on our cheat sheet. See, Carol?
John mentioned it like 2 months ago. Oh, here. Look at is this for you or for Greg? Who's going to get this? I think you deserve this.
Okay.
Roz deserves it. You brought her coleslaw. I didn't get any coleslaw. That ain't right. I mean, that's fine.
Thank you.
Now, have you ever had a Fadley's crab cake?
I have never had a Fadley's crab cake.
What? I think you told me that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been trying to get Roz to do the show since the beginning of the sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
And so almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And you finally made it today. And you're here to tell me that you have never had the world famous Fadley's seafood.
I've never had a Fadley's. No.
This is going to be different. And I'm not just saying this. It has a different flavor. It's the slurry, the secret of crab cake.
Okay, should I try it?
I've had 231 places in this state that I've had a crab cake now.
Okay.
And this is unique to this place.
Mm-hmm.
No one else makes it like this. No one else makes it taste like this. It has, I would just say it's a mustard forward crab cake.
Okay.
A mustard forward crab cake. Would Andrew Zimmern agree with that? I think he would. I think he would agree with that. I think he would agree with that. It's a natural. Damie's off mic right now. Damie, come on over and be a part of this. Please come in.
Well, my mother.
This will be more fun with Damie for sure.
You know, people put all kinds of different things on their scratch-offs, on their scratch-offs, on their crab cakes. But my mother, she would always put mustard on hers.
Okay, well, you know what? Damie is going to be happy to tell you this because her mother is the biggest part of this as well. So Damie Hahn is here. She is going to tell us, Roz Lane, the queen of the Maryland Lottery, and she's my queen now because she brought me to Holly. I got two different kinds of tickets here, so as well as a crab cake.
Okay.
Tell her, Damie, about this crab cake and about where this comes from, because when I brag on your crab cakes and I brag on the shipping and this is Baltimore, man. And when I had Roderick's here talking about Baltimore, you have no idea. This is an iconic holiday treat, and she's about to eat. How many crab cakes have you had? A million?
I probably have not had a million, but I've had quite a few dishes with crab in them. Yes.
But you're not a connoisseur?
I'm not a connoisseur. I mean, well, I've had some good crab cakes. I can, you know, tell some different places where they've had.
So you haven't had a memorable crab cake?
I've had a memorable crab cake, yes, several.
What makes yours so memorable?
I think the thing that makes ours different is, number one, we use a lot of Maryland meat. So the Maryland crab meat is sweeter, and it does have the fat in the Maryland crab has that mustardy flavor naturally. So you do get more of that in our crab cake. We use only the jumbo lump. My mom started making this you know, back in the 1980s when the processors began separating out the meat into the different grades. So you had the claw, you had what they called regular.
Special
was what they normally did, a straight pick. So they picked the body of the crab and then they stuck all the lumps on top. So if they picked,
my mother would always buy the specials,
and
you know, she fried them in a pan. Mm-hmm. Say mayonnaise, mustard, dry mustard, some celery seed, maybe a little Old Bay J.O., you know, and that's how we did it in Dundalk.
Right, a little
and
bit of parsley.
And usually salty, it more of a salty flavor, mm-hmm. because my mom loves salty. Mm-hmm. My mom was Southern, Abbeville, South Carolina. She loved everything fried, everything salty.
Yes.
So that's kind of how the salmon cakes were salty, too. That's my mom made them that way. Now, this is not a salty crab.
You were a kid, so you probably thought it was saltier than it actually was.
There's nothing about this that's salty,
no.
I would say.
No.
Literally, it's East Baltimore, saltier crab. It's more of an mm-hmm. Old Bay, Chesapeake flavor, J.O. This is, no, different flavor.
Yes, it's creamy, and but it's a perfect
creamy, sweet mustardy
accompaniment to the Maryland crab. And what was unusual is everybody made a crab cake, a little flat patty. And she wanted to make sure that the lumps didn't
break.
That ain't
flat.
So what she did is she made it big and round so that the lumps would not break when she cooked it. And she didn't know if it was, because it was a higher price point, whether or not that was really going to take off. And not only did it take off, everybody makes that shaped crab cake now.
Softball.
They never used to. Until she really started pushing it.
So that's why my mother made them flat. And
yes.
Right.
Everybody made them flat. If you look at the old cookbooks, all of them were flat.
Well, they looked like codfish cakes.
Yes.
And like, you know, everything that would...
A little patty.
And maybe it would fit on a sandwich better that way, right?
And we actually had a machine here in the 1960s where we would put the body meat in and the claw, because the claw was really sweet. And, you know, you would mix that up and we literally stuck it in the top like sausage making, and it would come through this machine and press these little... patties out, and we could get a lot of patties out, and those were our regular crab cakes. When she started
delicious,
making this, all these have to be handmade. Oh yeah, they were delicious, and we sold a load of them.
Same slurry,
same
recipe.
Actually,
right?
It was is more just the mayonnaise, the parsley, and some seasoning.
Roz has gotten real quiet since.
It's delicious.
Is that awesome?
It's awesome.
Never had a famous crab cake.
It's all crab. I mean, a little tiny bit of filler, but you need that.
Here's a really important question here. Who is Greg's favorite sports radio show host as about 2:30 today?
You, well,
of course. Absolutely. You don't remember 98 Rock.
Well, let me tell
By the
you
way, I want to give you a 98 Rock plug. They used to be the radio station that would say they ate the mustard. That 98 Rock, we eat the mustard. You know, that was like all, that was their thing back in the 80s, you know.
Well, let me tell you something.
Eats the mustard.
That mustard in the crab is the crab fat, and they used to sell that. I remember us having to buy it for $90 a pound.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was that
like
expensive.
Caviar.
And they were sending it to, you know, New York and Philly to flavor dishes. And that's really hard to find anymore.
Well, we're having the real thing. We're at Fadley's. Roz is here. You were going to tell... You had a story.
I was going to say something.
Cake.
I don't do coleslaw.
No?
I don't.
You do that.
I don't, but this is so good. I don't know. I guess
it's got little onions in it. I'm telling you right now, it's a little onions.
I guess because it's normally shredded, and this is not as shredded.
It's sweet.
No, we double chop, and it's a boiled dressing. And
okay.
A lot of coleslaw is just, you know, cold mixed.
Sure.
We actually... boil the dressing and it wilts the cabbage,
mm-hmm.
so it's not so tough. You know, it's really
it's very
tender.
Good.
It is good.
My favorite thing here, and the crab cakes. The little tomatoes. Those little tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You only get those here too. That to me, I can't have. I've already. You can see. The tomatoes go first. I need
I
like
have to give
three,
you extra tomatoes.
Right, I need
yeah.
three
Should
servings.
I put the tomato with the crab?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They said in concert.
Uh-huh. It's a good compliment.
Tomato has just a little bit of acidity, uh-huh. a little bit of like balsamic
too.
Maybe, or a vinegar kind of thing going on.
Yes.
Not balsamic, but vinegar, for
and
sure.
It's balsamic, but we get those little tiny sweet tomatoes because the Maryland tomatoes in season are so deliciously sweet. And it's hard to find that the rest of the year.
June and July. It's
you know,
like getting corn.
You get them and then they're gone.
I miss summer.
So, but this is the closest you kind of get to that nice tomato and sweet together, that sweet tomato. So we've been using those for a while now and it works pretty well.
See, I knew this segment was going to be great. Rosalane's here from the Maryland Lottery. Dami Hahn from Fadley's. Her family's been doing crab cake. Her sister's up here slinging it right now. We're down at Paca Street on the backside of the old market.
We're
not
still
the new
open.
Market. Give everybody... So you got a place in Catonsville. I mean, I see the fishmongers. I was over there at El Guapo watching the U.S. play last week with my partners over there. They got Morse burgers, all sorts of things. Evan's going to be on. We're going to do a crab cake tour over in Catonsville next month. Got that going on here. People come up to me every day. Dan Rodericks was here an hour ago wondering. People just wonder, and they worry about you. They worry about Fadley's. Is it here, gone? Where are we going to be? First things first, you can ship these crab cakes anywhere in the country.
Yes.
I want to say the world, but you mean the country.
Yes.
That's really the big part of this, but you can still come down here and get a box of crab cakes anytime you want.
Yes, yes. You can come pick them up. We have overnight delivery all over the country, even here in Maryland. So if you can't come downtown, just, you know, give us a day ahead of time. We can ship them to you. You can order online. Our crab cakes, we're gearing up for this holiday season. They're great gifts. So
you can actually give a gift voucher. Imagine this comes to the door on December 23rd in Phoenix, Arizona, some godforsaken place like Dallas, and they get this, and they're like, oh, someone loves me. You know what I mean? Someone loves me. They drop the credit card, go online, fill out a little form, and the next thing you know, they're having this with a glass of Chardonnay in some awful place that's cold and rainy and gloomy.
And, well, the good thing, too, is that we're making these by hand. Every single one is handmade. It's not frozen. We ship it fresh, so it goes overnight, Air Express fresh.
Wow.
But the other thing you can do is order for somebody and give them a voucher, which is wonderful, because sometimes Christmas week, people have a lot of things that are going on.
I got enough
if
to
you
eat.
Give them, right, if you give them a voucher, they can maybe have it for Valentine's Day, or they can have it for a birthday, or they can have a special dinner sometime
else
in
the year.
And when they're
in the
mood.
Literally,
yeah.
You're
and
in
all
the
they
mood.
Do is call us and redeem.
It's
and
amazing.
It's there
like,
overnight.
Let's say it's a Wednesday
That's
night.
Awesome.
It's crappy out. Where, you know, wherever you are, and you're like, okay, I got that voucher. If I hit the thing today, tomorrow, Friday night, I'll be eating Maryland crab cakes from Fadley's.
Correct, correct. And they'll be fresh made that day. So it's better than if sometimes we try to tell people that, because if you've got a lot of things going on Christmas week and then crab cakes arrive, and you have to stick them in the freezer,
you got to eat them.
That defeats the purpose.
Right.
That defeats the purpose of getting a Fadley's fresh-made crab cake. So if you get a voucher, you can get it. You can get it when you want.
Get it at the door, 2-3 in the afternoon. Get that thing on. So here's a deal. So I order them. Let's say Greg's got a cousin in some place. We're going to send Greg some crab cakes, Rod. They come. I'm a little intimidated sometimes by screwing it up. You know, when you get it to me, it comes raw or it comes cooked. How does it come?
Okay. We have nothing raw in our crab cake.
Okay.
In order to pick that crab, he's been fully cooked.
Okay.
Okay. So you can't screw it up. That's the thing. You can't screw it up.
All right, that's good. You've met my friends.
Okay, so it's well, you can burn it. So I have to. That's the
low
one
and
thing
slow.
So literally, all you're going to do is brown the outside and just get it to room temperature inside, because crab is always better
fresh
at room temperature.
Oh, your mother.
I told you.
Your mother,
yes,
right.
Yes, yes, yes. If you make it too
her
hot, all you taste is hot.
Her mother lectures me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this is true. Her mother says to me, I don't know, like 2.5, before the plague, because she was definitely before the plague, because we weren't wearing masks, we were doing the show. She said, "Hon, you got to let the crab," this is me being your mom, "you got to let the crab cake sit a little bit." Now, yours is room temperature, right?
Yeah.
Like, she brought maybe a little warm. Mine's been sitting here, I don't know, 45 minutes or whatever. And you would say, well, warm that up. And that's what I would say, put that in the microwave. Don't do that, right? But I pan fry mine. I murderize my crab cake. You know this. If I were to take this home, I have a little broiler thing now. It's different. But I would flatten this thing out like a hockey puck, and I'd put it down a little olive oil and let it get in. I like the crispy on it.
Right, I know.
I love
the crunch.
I love the crunch. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would myrtleize it. But for me, with it, you know, I guess I love it. Yeah, I love it either way.
You can pan fry them. You can broil them. You can just brown them on either side. People like to broil them. That's the easiest way to do it. And all you're doing is getting that golden brown on the outside, and it's done. So it's very simple. Very, very simple.
All right. Shipping's available. Tell them how to do it. Best way?
Best way is to go online, hit the shipping button, and if you need any help with anything, just give us a call. We'll help you with it. But online and order early, because we do get to a point Christmas week where we're cutting.
If somebody really wants these, let's say Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
Somebody
then
really wants
to do
them on Christmas Eve. How does that work? You do it now.
And then what if they want them Christmas Eve? Christmas Eve is a Saturday. We need to ship them Thursday for Friday.
This is a special occasion meal. I mean, to ship to someone.
Yeah.
So very, very easy to do. David Etlin has been our guest today. Dan Rodericks is here. The show is Baltimore. You have no idea. I'm going to say you love Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Greg loves Baltimore.
Born and raised here.
No one loves Baltimore more than you.
Born and raised.
You know, the story I was telling about your mother. So your mother told me room temperature. I want to remember the story. And, I didn't think she was making it up, but I literally did this at home. I'm king of putting something on and then walking away. I put it in a toaster and walk away. And, a half an hour later, I'm like, oh, man, I put that muffin in. And I can't leave something in the microwave. I came back, and it was room temperature, and I ate it that way, and she was so right.
Yeah.
She was just right about it.
Because
your instinct would be to go pan fry and heat it up, get that sizzle. But it's perfect room temperature. All right. Maryland Lottery sponsors these crazy crab cake tour things that we do. Big appreciation to John, Carol, Doug, Seth, everybody there. But you're not having to fade these crab cakes today. You proud of yourself?
But it's delicious. It's very good.
Tell everybody what else is going on with the lottery. Am I missing anything? Oh, I know.
No, I'm all distracted by this delicious crab cake.
All right, I'm going to tell.
And the coleslaw that
here's
I don't
a cautionary
eat.
Tale.
But yeah, there's lots going on with us.
So my wife's flying to see her sister tomorrow. She's going to be up in New Hampshire freezing for the next couple of weeks, walking in the abominable snowman. John Martin came on last year, and he's like, I got a PSA thing I got to do. You know, I want to talk about it on the air. I'm like, fine. He said, make sure that you're not putting these in stockings of children,
yes.
Right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I said to John, I'm like, is that a thing? He's like, it's a thing and it's a bad thing and you shouldn't do it because these are for 18 and older.
Yes.
It's not cute. You know, maybe you saw it in a movie or don't do it. So I'm having dinner with my wife. I was actually out in Catonsville. I remember this. And we're sitting at the Beaumont having a steak. And I said, yeah, you know, just talking about life and her work, my work, whatever. I said, you know, I had John on and he talked about the scratch-offs that I give away and putting them in a kid's stocking. And my wife's like, oh, my God, have I got a story for you. I said, do tell. Her parents did this illicitly, lawlessly, back in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. And her sister won $500 in a scratch-off. Mm-hmm. Her sister was like 10 years old.
No.
Didn't tell mom, didn't tell dad.
Oh, no.
Only told her sister, my wife. And the neighbors found out. They got, the whole deal. Mm. And I said, I just told John he's crazy. Don't do it. Do what my crazy family did back. Tell them.
That's the PSA. Right. We want you to gift responsibly. 18 and over.
I'll let
do
you
not
do
put
your
them
job.
In
do you like
stocking.
That, how I put that in?
Unless the stocking stuffer is for a kid that's 18 or over.
It's almost like I read the notes, but that's a true story. I kid my wife does it because I had John on, and I go back in, and I always say to my wife, you and your lawless sister.
You know, I mean, they have the cute little characters and things
know,
on our scratch-offs, and they're appealing to children.
She's
right.
Like, my sister had the money trying to keep away from my parents, and we were like, I was like 12, and she was like 10, and we were like, I said, that sounds like something out of a sitcom.
Right. It does.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I laugh about it. I still got Raven Scratch. I still got a handful of those left. We're going to be at Costas next week celebrating. Well, the celebration really began today with the Faley's Crab Cake as well. 31 years. When you make it 31 years, you can celebrate a whole week, right?
Sure.
You're allowed to. We're going to be there next week with Gina Shock from the Go-Go's, as well as all of our Hammerjacks friends. And we'll have these holiday cash drops to give away. We're going to be taking the Crab Cake Tour back out into January as well. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Sports wagering's live, Roz.
Yeah.
It's really live, right?
Everyone is so excited about it, too. And our first revenue numbers for that is coming out on
this
the 12th.
Week. John's coming on this week. He'll be talking about it as well. And I've told everybody, they have all these offers now, right? You get like $200 and make a $5 bet and like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like a little under, because in the old days, I've been on the air 31 years. I've only been legally allowed to talk about sports wagering for 11 months. So in the old days, it was Greg would call in and he'd say, hey, the Ravens are 4.5. Well, yeah, we'll talk about the numbers here. And but now it's the thing. I was at my chiropractor's office the other day, and a young man who's now well into his 30s, old enough to get one of these in his stocking stuffer from Steven Allison, and we're just talking about soccer. He's like, I made money on Morocco this morning, and I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I went to PK's. They were 130. I bet $10. I won $13 on Morocco hitting kicks. And I'm like, hey, man, you're having a good time. So there's a whole new vernacular for sports fans now to say, all right, they're plus 130. I'm going to bet on Argentina today. So
yeah.
All, awesome. All legislated by the Maryland Lottery and wagering.
Yeah, it's been a while. They was trying to get it going.
Thanks
but
for coming.
Now it's there. Always.
She's worn out. She did 98 Rock this morning and all that.
Well, you know, they're a bunch there.
They're the station
well,
that
beer,
eat
the beer and bacon.
They're the station that eats the mustard.
They're very live.
I know they are. Well, it's early in the morning. And, you know, I used to drink when I was younger. I'll drink when I get off. Happy
early
holidays to you.
You too. And I just wanted to let everybody know we're still here in Lexington Market. We'll be here, you know, until the new place opens next door.
Are we thinking late winter, early spring? Is that what we're thinking at this point?
Well, for the new Lexington Market, we're hoping early spring. And then the Catonsville is probably not until late 2023.
That's next year.
Yeah, next
year.
Okay,
all right. Well, next year's almost this year.
But but that one's going to, that's still another 12 months away. That one.
I wanted to ask you this before we go, because this place, and it's such an iconic part of the old market, as I call it, the brick, everything.
Right, right.
But this picture, your dad and your mom and old, you know, all of this stuff, all of this, everything in here.
All these memories.
Does this wind
it's
up
so
getting put on ice, or is this literally what it's going to look like next door?
I want to take it all next door. They're not real happy with me, but I want to drag every piece of everything next door. So I want it to look as much like this as possible. You know, we've been here 135 years. It's got to look like we're here 135 years. So we're going to take a lot of this stuff with us.
Get new ceiling fans. You can do that. I mean, I'll let you know. I mean, some things need to be new over there.
I don't even think that they're going to allow us to have ceiling fans, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of new rules, you know. There are all kinds of new rules that they change.
I know how
you know?
The world is.
We've been grandfathered into so many things here. You know, the fish on ice and that kind of stuff. We're not going to be able to do it exactly the same way. There's all kinds of new rules, but we'll figure it out. And it will look a lot like this. We're going to try to bring all this old charm with us.
Is your dad going to bring his jokes with us and his charm or no?
Absolutely. He can't help himself.
All right. Well, I'm not going to plug any of the TV shows you're on, but they're on some TV shows soon. And
yes,
when I can tell you, you can know and do all of that stuff. Big appreciation. Everybody made it awesome today. Dan Rodericks has been my friend for 35 years and a former colleague. His show is amazing. It inspired me to want to come down to Fadley's and hang out with people like David Etlin, my friend Roz Lane from the Maryland Lottery, as well as Damey. And we'll be back at it next week with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. In the meantime, it's Pittsburgh week. Go Ravens. Keep the season alive.
Go Ravens.
Hold on, Snoop. We're coming. I am Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop eating delicious Fadley's crab cakes that look just like this. Stay with us and order these out on the internet for your holidays
Absolutely.
And your friends. All right.
Order early.
Get them tasty.